Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
And we're back.
So basically, it was them ones there where I went to visit her in uni, innit? Because I had taken a week off work and I was like, you know what?
Said, I'm tired of London.
Yeah, I'm tired of London. I'm like, I'm coming down to Kent. She's like, all right, cool. So then she, this silly girl, decides to break up with the guy on the week that I'm coming. So now he's like, we need to talk. Mind you, she's not even home. So I'm there like, what do you mean he's coming? She's like, yeah, he said he's on the motorway. He's coming.
He's on a motorway.
I was just like, what the hell? Oh, and I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, oh, like,
here's
should
me
I go?
Thinking I'll get home before him. Come to find out I'm here. I said, sir, I'm still on the train. Yeah, where?
Yeah, and then I'm just like, oh, I'll just wait for you at the crossroad because like I'm not doing all of that. I'm not doing like one girl entrance. So then obviously I knew her roommates were in, but like it's early as well. Like I'm not going to be knocking and people opening the door. So I'm walking down and I'm like, tomorrow. Did he come alone or did they come to be?
He came with his friends. Two of them were outside the car.
One was across the road. I'm there thinking they're ready to jump a man who whatever man.
A man.
They were ready to jump any man that was coming out of that house. When I tell you, I was there like, eh? So then I was like, she was like, no, I don't think those are his.
I didn't know.
Bro, he was sitting in the car like some next VIP. And then they were like, yeah, she's here. I was like, and then I turned, I was like, oh my God, tomorrow, he's behind me.
I was behind me. The way I wanted to run and leave.
She wanted to run.
I was ready to run towards the door and lock it behind
like,
me.
Oh, no, you were trying to do that. I forced the door open. And then I looked back. I was looking back to close the door and then he was like, hi. I was like, oh, hello.
This brother walked with speed.
He ran. He did not walk with speed. He ran. So I'm sitting upstairs now. I'm there like, oh, let me take my like bag upstairs, innit? Yeah. So then and then he's like, oh hi. I'm there like, no. Let's not speak, please. Let's not speak. I don't want to be involved. Heartbreak is one thing I never want to be involved in. Because I called my friend and I was like, girl, she's doing it. She's flipping doing it.
For the second time.
And then all I hear is, it's like, I'm there. I told her like, Tam, just be as nice as possible, as sweet as possible, and like, let him leave. She was like, I don't know what you want me to say. It's like it's going. No, he went to her.
It's like it's going in
one ear and coming out the other. She was like, I don't know how you want me to say it. It's what it is. Like,
did I say it's,
I don't know. You said something like that. You said, boy, it's over. It's over. And then he was like, is this what you want? I've said it. My girl said, I said it twice. That's when I was like, oh my God. Wow.
That's tough. It was. Boy.
It was tough.
That's what you lot are on.
And then I backpedaled.
Yeah.
That's what you lot are on. That's crazy.
And then she was like, I was there like, wait, who's that? Oh, it's him. I was there like, what? Him who? I was like, what is he doing there? She's like, oh yeah, so we're back together, and yeah, so we'll talk about this on like Wednesday when he goes. I was like, Wednesday? He's spending a whole week.
A week.
I was like mad, and I was like, when people decide to make their relationship work, you know, they actually try.
Until that should have never been the case, to be honest. In that situation, it should have never been the case.
You gotta know when to let it go.
Oh, Chad.
Trust me.
Codependency was a bitch, I guess.
No, it was. Oh, Lord. Plus, it was like, was it lockdown times? Yeah.
Peak of lockdown.
It was lockdown times. So I was just like, ah, you know what?
That's where my I don't want to live with man for now came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Lockdown.
Especially in that.
Lockdown relationships.
Relationships.
Boy, at least you came out of that unscathed. Like, a lot of youths came out of lockdown relationships.
How?
Lockdown babies.
I wasn't having any babies.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of them were coming out of lockdown, bro. A lot of people had a lot of time on their hands. Nothing else you could
even
do.
Even if I tried.
Same routine. Boy.
My girl said, the wrap up was real. We weren't doing that madness.
There was no wrap up. It was me.
Yeah.
My libido was low.
Damn.
What did Drake say? You know me, I come with quotes.
What did he say?
He was like, if he wasn't with it, if he wasn't with it, then why was you with him? Maybe you just had to realize that knowing the difference can make the whole difference. Shout out.
Sorry, explain that.
If he wasn't with it, then why was you with him? Maybe you just had to realize that knowing the difference can make the whole difference.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. People can be nice. You know when someone is nice, yeah?
But makes your you girls feel can tell you if he's not right because they're seeing it from a different perspective.
They told me a whole different story. I blame the whole relationship on them.
You can't blame me. I'm definitely not the one to blame.
See this man then.
No. Blame me.
Never know.
Me. It was the girl that was in the relationship that was telling you to stay because she's in a relationship. Me. I said, girl. Bruv, wasn't I the one that even told you to go where you went on that day? Please leave me alone. Guys, see, I was the op of that whole situation.
Yeah, but like I said, when you're blissfully in love or whatever it is in your situation,
it wasn't love.
Oh, you don't really see that, you know, it perspective. But yours thing was codependency, so it was different, which is even. I think that's even worse.
Love at all. Yeah. If anything, it was separation anxiety.
Yeah. That's when it gets mad.
Yeah, that was bad.
Right, since you lot are doing all story time and all that, let me tell you why I don't do the social media thing.
Yeah, why?
Let us know.
All right, so we all had a catfishing. You all had a catfishing.
Oh, all that. Yes.
All right, so this was like about 3-4 years ago.
Go on.
So hold up. So backstory.
Did you just say a whole hole?
No, that was going to.
Oh, okay.
It was going into it.
It's my lingo, isn't it? Right. So,
I know, I'm learning.
Late bloomer, I started doing my Bryson Tiller. For anyone that doesn't know, when I say Bryson Tiller, I'm talking about my whole stage. I was a late bloomer, 18 years old.
Alright.
Madness. I had a good mad stretch from 18 to like 22. Madness. Yeah. So, you know, in that time, you come around online dating and all of that stuff there. So, got on online dating, spoke to this girl. And then in my mind, I was like, yo, hold on. Like, bear in mind, I'm just coming to the whole stage where like, I'm actually getting attention from females and all of that. And I'm this bad B is just inboxed me.
Ooh.
I'm like, what? Okay, cool. Let's see what's going on. So message the girl, blah, 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 blah. Everything's going good. And then, you know, exchange numbers and all of that. Bless. So silly me, at this point, I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to cuff her. I'm like, she's a bad bee and all of that. I'm going to cut, you know, get off the market and all of that. So I did that. And
wait, before you met her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing all of this now, yeah.
And then it's taking their time after me.
It took a long, very long time. Every time I'd organize to try and meet up with this individual, there would be a family member dying. There would be, I'm going away somewhere. There would be all types of madness. Yeah. Wow.
Every excuse in the book.
Exactly.
FaceTime.
So I tried and it would always be ceiling
Black?
Time. I'm like, hey, yo, yeah, this is cool. This is FaceTime, not ceiling time. Well, go on here. So at this point now, bearing in mind, I'm still not a social media brother like that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think like, while go on here, this is starting to move a bit mad now.
Yeah.
So I hit up my boy. I'm like, hey, yo, bro, we got some investigating to do.
He's not coming correct.
It's not coming true, right?
Some investigating to do. So I remember at this one point we were coming back from Zanny. So we went Zanny. Imagine me and my boys, we went Zanny. I was in a relationship. My boy was in a relationship. My other boy was in a relationship.
With her?
Nah. Well, as in the catfish thing.
Yeah,
I was in a relationship with her. Yeah.
Okay.
And we were all in a relationship and we all did nothing in Zanny, doing nothing. Yeah. Props to us, man. You know, black men don't cheat. So
wait, you were denying that you're in a relationship?
Wait, sorry.
Black
men don't cheat.
No.
Black men don't cheat.
Nah, I was in a relationship. Well, at least I thought I was in a relationship with someone who I thought I was in a relationship with.
Aww.
And we went out to Zanti and none of us did anything out there because we were in relationships.
Mm.
Yeah, so props to us, man, them out there.
Yeah.
It was difficult. I ain't going to try and say it was easy as hell.
You said it was a hard task.
What's Zanti? Is it like a strip joint?
It's a Greek party island.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you got belly dancing.
All types.
I was in Greece and I saw belly dance and I was there like, ha. Huh.
Wow. They know how to move waist.
All types. On. So we're coming back from Zante and she tells me that her mum's passed away. So I'm like, damn.
Tell me she didn't use her mum as an excuse.
Another family member's passed away.
She did not just use her mum as an excuse.
She did. So I'm like, at this point, I'm like, AG, like, this is actually going, this is moving mad now.
Because
it was starting to affect me now.
I'm not going to lie. In Uganda, that's already a red flag, bro.
Right, that's a red flag. I was like, AG, like, this is starting to affect me now, bro. Like, Wagwan now, like, her mum's passed away. She's telling, every time someone's dying around
and you haven't seen her, you haven't been there for her. Yeah.
So that's why it was affecting me, because I'm like, how am I supposed to be there for this person that doesn't want to buck me, innit? So I was getting...
But then they don't want to buck you because of what they're going through.
Right, that's not even a punchline. That's not even the craziest part yet. Yeah, that's coming. So we do our investigating now. It's a whole story out here, man. So we do our investigating and I keep questioning her, innit? And every time I question her, she starts getting vexed and she starts causing that little arguments and all that. And me, I'm here for the smoke because I'm starting to... I'm starting to clock in on little things here.
All of it.
So she blocks me. So I'm like, okay, cool, you're blocking me. Say less. That's giving me the green light to just violate your shit. So we went online and did some Inspector Gadget thing.
Yeah.
So made a Twitter account, typed in what her name was. I was like, doesn't add up. Your name's not coming up. Interesting. And I remember she kept on mentioning her cousin, which turned out to be her best friend. How long were you guys together? Like 6 months, maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, the person she was claiming to be now is a whole year,
but
it is.
Oh, back then, that 6 months was light, man.
After the pandemic, it's a year.
It's a year.
In fact, we're on our way
to. Oh my God, you guys! You've made it to 6 months. Wow,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
I get surprised when I make it to 3.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I get surprised when I make it to 2 weeks.
Honestly, sorry.
That's what the pandemic's done to us.
Whew.
So. There was this one person she used to say that was her best friend, yeah? So we tracked her Instagram down.
Yeah.
And turns out it wasn't her best friend, it was actually her cousin.
Okay.
So we found that person down, DM'd her. And then before we DM'd her, though, we went through her friends on Instagram, innit?
Yeah.
And then we found, I was like, hold on, bro.
Hold on.
That's her.
We found her.
I was like, that's her.
Yeah.
And her name wasn't what her name was on the dating profile. So went on her. Found her Insta, found her Twitter.
Was she on private?
Nah. So I messaged her on Twitter. Only to find out this girl's on holiday with her man. So now it gets very techie. Cause I'm like, me telling them, I'm like, okay, so someone's using your pictures for some online dating profile.
Yeah.
And she's blissfully unaware. However, she's also following this person. So I'm like,
No,
so today, I mean, that part there is still up in the air because me and my boy are still trying to make sense of it because, you know, they're following each other. It's a bit, you all know what's happening here.
One person knows someone here that knows something, innit? That knows what's going on.
Yeah.
There's one person in there that knows everything.
So we're now pushing for answers, innit?
Yeah.
So at this point, the person that was catfishing was obviously caught wind of what's going on, innit? So she deactivated her Insta so I couldn't know who it was. Coming to find now, some person came in to mediate the beef, her older sister. So her sister makes an Instagram account.
Jesus.
Yeah. See. So not Instagram account. She puts us in a group, in an Instagram chat.
In a group chat?
So the actual person, herself, me, and my boy, innit?
Okay.
And the best friend that was actually related to her.
Okay.
So there's like 5 of us in this group chat. And she's like, okay, so obviously here there's been, you know, some madness going on and we know who the person is but we can't reveal that information.
She called it badness.
So obviously the catfish was her little sister, the person that's trying to mediate the whole thing, innit?
How old is this little sister as well?
This way it gets mad, isn't it? This little sister was 15 years old.
Oh my God,
this is where I exit.
Oh my God.
Hold on now. Thankfully to me everything was PG, and that is a fact. And I, like, on everything I love, I'm so thankful it was. Now, after finding out this information,
Jesus, but it could have gone that way. And if it did, who's to blame now?
After finding out this information, me and my boy, I was like, yo, I'm getting that. This is moving mad now, yeah? Because now I'm going from being vexed that I got a whole
I'll call the police. Thing.
No, dead all of that. I started moving mad at them lot. Because I was like, you lot are to blame for this situation. I'm like, you lot are to blame to this situation. She's 15. That means she's in secondary school. So that's around GCSE times.
Yeah.
So she's got stressed at GCSEs and all of that. And she's having to make an online profile, a fake profile, to get attention that you lot are not clearly giving her.
No, Bonnie, hold on.
Let me land. Yeah. The fact that she's doing all of this madness online, yeah, and you lot don't know about it until now, and you're trying to say, oh, yeah, it's not like you paid for dates or anything like that. I'm like, that's not the point.
Are you not deep in her age?
This person is 15.
They're still deep in the age.
They were trying to make me look mad.
It could have been
mad.
Someone else that she met up with, and it could have gone a different way.
It could have gone a very different way. I was like, you lot are not clocking what's actually going on here. So I'm moving mad at these man now, innit? Because I'm like, you lot are trying to, like, that's your little sister,
innit? You're trying to make it seem like it's my fault.
Yeah, I'm like, that's your little sister. Like, cool, she's young. She doesn't know what she's doing. Yeah. So that's, I can forgive her for that. But you lot are older, so you should know better. You should be putting your arms around her and telling her how to be maneuvering all that during this tough time and during her academic years and all that. And just the way you lot are moving. Cool.
So you haven't paid for dates. Are you crazy?
That's why her cousin blocked me after I started violating. I was like, listen, you're not even part of this conversation. I don't even know who you are, brother. So I was like, sit
no,
the fuck
okay,
somewhere.
Cool. She's going through academic. I was not at that age looking for companionship.
Maybe that's just me trying to
sweeten it. Yeah,
I
it's
guess.
Not it.
But
it's not it.
It's different for everyone, but then it stems from somewhere.
Yeah, that's why I've
no,
I went,
you're right.
100. That's why I went at heads at yeah, them. Lot. I went at them because I'm like, what's the point of me going at her?
She has a phone. I'm going to violate you as a little kid. I don't give a shit.
Nah, I can't do that. That's
no,
not.
I'm going to violate you.
I'll violate other people.
You know exactly how old I am. This is why black men don't deep. Like, you guys don't deep it. Like, you don't deep it. She has put you in such a fucked up position. If this girl decided to actually post her own pictures and let's say she actually looked of age and you went there, and then you see her one day in school uniform. Do you know how much trouble you're getting into? That is being put on a, what is it called? Sex offenders list, which you have to sign every single... Bruv, you're incriminating yourself without even being aware of incriminating yourself. So now I'm there thinking, rah.
You're putting someone in a very dangerous position.
See, what's even mad as well is that the actual real person as well, her relationship ended up breaking and like they ended up breaking up. Obviously, this just brought to light issues that they had in their own relationship, innit? Now, I ended up apologising to her and I'm like, look.
I'm sorry.
I apologise if that's, if I was the cause for you lot's relationship being broke up, innit? But she was like, oh, no, you ain't got to deal with
that.
Clearly, there was obviously issues there before. Like, and it's just, accelerated the whole ending of all of that. So, but if there's any, positive that comes out of this whole situation is that this whole online dating thing, this whole social media thing, for me, I'm like, it's not it.
That kind of situation, I could have gone to jail.
I would stick to phone numbers.
Are you mad? I will meet you on the road.
Yeah.
I can see your child.
Yeah.
That's actually very dangerous.
That's why I was there. Like, I would violate. If I was you, I would honestly
violate.
On the
basis of the fact that this could have gone a completely different way.
No, it's not even that. You know what?
They probably got off lightly the way you lot are speaking. I probably should have gone
Are you mad? I would have gone to the mother.
What? Yes!
I would have gone to the mother.
I want
you
the
at this young age.
Now.
You're doing this. I'm there thinking this boy is like, oh, I violated the... No, bruv. You need to violate her because let me tell you something. She's done it now. She's going to do it again. She's going to do it again. And the next person that she's going to do it to will not be as nice. I'm not even trying to be like, I always look at the worst case before I look at the best.
It could go either way for that person and
it could go far.
And for her. I'm talking the guy getting physical. That's as far as I'm taking it.
Mm.
This person could put hands on you because you put them in a very compromised situation.
You came at it very calm. Maybe because you had like your friends around, but like if I'm there speaking to someone.
Or maybe because you wasn't talking to her directly.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah,
you're like, all right, cool. I need to calm down and then violate the people that are older than her because, okay, cool. At least we're on like a sort of a level where I know I'm gonna be speaking to, you know,
adults.
You know, I'm too composed to be wilding out like that. But I'm like, I had to go at them at least.
I could have done it for you.
You had to go off on someone, and since she's not there, wait.
Yeah,
I had to let them know, like them lot that were older than her. I'm like, look.
That's
like you said, I probably should have gone even more madder, but at the same time, I'm like, that's not really who I am. Like, I already wasted enough time on that. And at least from this, the actual person that, you know, whose pictures are being used, she knows what's going on in it, so she can lock that off. I should probably still message the person that was being used, because I don't understand how her alleged best friend, you're following her. And
no, so it was that girl's little sister that did it.
It was
my sister getting your pictures and then using them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And then you make the group chat to mediate the beef.
That's why would that even
Shabba.
Denial.
What's crazy as well is that girl was following all of them,
yeah.
That's why when she clocked that I was onto her, she deactivated her Insta.
That's mad, because you know what?
Which thankfully
it might not even just be her friends as well.
Yeah, exactly. Which they were. They started calling me. Hey, they were calling me. She was like, "Hello." I was like, "Who's this?"
Baby, it's me.
She was like, "Oh, da-da-da's friend." I'm like, "Why are you calling me?" She's like, "Why not?" I'm like, "Get off my phone. Delete my number. I don't know you. I don't know who you are."
What, you think we're still gonna have a relationship? Yeah, I'm like,
"Don't chat to me. Don't chat to me."
Yeah,
but yeah, so they left me the hell alone. Yeah, and after that, I was like, see social media, not involved.
You actually have to meet people,
not involved,
face to face.
At a point, you know what? Yeah,
gathering.
Let me go off your catfishing. I've been catfished on thing before. So I was on a dating site, and then obviously, me and this guy were talking, and I was like, I know this guy. Like, you know when you're like, I know this brother. Like, he's a Ugandan brother. Mm. So I'm there like, I know him. I'm there trying to like explain myself. Like, bro, like,
I know you from
the Bangalore. Explanation did not. You know when you're like, we were at this party like, you know, 2 weeks ago. You and my mom and your mom were talking type of thing.
Yeah.
He's not clocking. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, what's your Insta type of thing? I'm there like, I've accepted. Like, let me accept my request, innit?
Yeah.
It's a whole brother. It's a whole another person.
Mm-hmm.
I was there like, this is not you. And then he was like, yeah, I don't like to. Ah, please. Airplane mode. He doesn't like to use his own picture. I was like, you're ugly.
What?
What are you using this brother's? Mate, the next time I saw the guy, I basically let him know. And then he was just proper like laughing it. And I was like, are you sure you don't know this? He goes, I have no idea who this person is. And I was like,
so his excuse was, I don't like using my own pictures.
Yeah, but then I was there like, at least use someone that's around, you know?
How does that?
It reminds me of when, my ex and me tried to set up his friend with my friend, and then I had never seen the friend in it. So then I went to my ex, like, what does he look like? So the friend was like, I'm mixed with
Chris Brown and Trey Songz, I remember! The guy said, I'm mixed with
When I tell you, we were on the bus and we looked down and I was like, oh, like, that's babe, like, babe's there. And then he's like, my friend's like, that's Chris Brown. She's like, not even close.
Where's Trey Songz?
Oh. My girl got gas. She's like, are you mad?
You don't watch Friday?
Oh,
huh? You don't watch Friday?
No, I didn't.
You don't watch Friday? Okay, never mind. There was a reference there to be made.
Wait, when I tell you we got in the house, I was looking at my boyfriend at the time, and I was like,
this is the Chris Brown. I was Trey
like,
song.
I looked at him, and then he was like, I'm dead on. I was like, I know. Yeah, you are. I was like, and I was like, you're fucking dead. The way my friend was like, oh, I have to go home now. She was only there for like 5 minutes. He was
like, are you mad? I wouldn't even enter the house.
No, he said, I'll walk you to. She goes, no, it's all right.
I know the way.
She's like, no, it's fine. I know the way. And then I went to my boyfriend, and I was like, he needs to leave too, because we need to speak.
But let her leave first, because
yeah, they can't. I need her to get on a bus by herself,
and then he can go. Because,
And then after he left, I was like, Trey Songz, huh?
Which Trey Songz are you seeing in that?
Boy,
I was there like Trey Songz.
That's the friend that snitched on you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I was like, Trey Songz. He was like, listen, I didn't pick the words for him.
You could have said no. That's not like, what you look like, at the very least.
I was like, you really could have said, you know, I was like, you could have flashed. I was like, we were on FaceTime. You could have just like, you know, he was like, he wanted to. I was like, yes, it's a surprise. Of course. He's surprised. And then I was there like, why are you not? I was there thinking, wait, why are you not telling him to leave? I literally went to him, honey.
Go.
The person that came for you has gone. For you as well, leave. He was proper looking at his boy. I was like, he's in trouble. You need to leave. Trey Songz.
Do you not find like describing yourself weird though in them type of situations?
It is.
That's why I send a picture.
See, I've seen me sending a picture a bit weird. I don't even take pictures.
Why is it weird?
Like sending a picture.
Yeah.
Just buck the person, innit? If you like them, you don't.
I know.
Yeah, but
I mean, I waste my transport money and I don't even like you.
But back then, transport was still
free. Mutual location, innit? Because, like, let's be real now. Pictures can do a lot for people nowadays.
That's true. That's not a lie.
You can enhance pictures.
Okay, nowadays, yes.
FaceTime, innit?
Yeah. Exactly.
You can do FaceTime with any phone now, because the way they've updated it.
Yeah. I can FaceTime my brother on Android. Please, WhatsApp.
Yeah. No. You can still FaceTime on Android now. You send them a link, they accept.
Is
they
that
jump
camera
on.
Lit though?
Please don't ask.
We haven't tried it. Don't try it at home.
I feel like any person that I have, or any person that's my friend, I converted them to iPhone.
They have an iPhone.
Like, I had to convert, because I was there like, listen, yeah.
Sometimes you've got hard-headed people though, man.
We are not doing this. I know it's all for aesthetics, but we're not doing that.
I'm there like, your emojis as well.
Oh, you're violating, man.
They look like leg. Sick.
Shout out Android.
Leg emojis.
We used to be Android people.
I did.
No, we all did.
Android?
No, yeah. You've never had an Android.
We went from BBMs. Remember HTCs, Samsungs, all of that in secondary school. You had a flip-up Samsung. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
we
like
used to be Android now. Let's chill out.
You had an iPhone from early. Yeah.
I had a mini white one.
Yeah. I remember I used to act like it was my phone, bruv. I'd be like, give it, let's take pictures.
We started on Android, but
we grew.
Yeah, everyone's grown. Next thing you know, iPhones are going to be
the age
of
16, 17.
Well.
We've had iPhones. Yeah. Everyone needs to follow suit, please.
Yeah.
But then iPhones are becoming annoying as well.
That box battery is going to come empty. This box is barely coming with the phone. No charger, no headphones. No.
Box is going to come empty.
Oh my God.
The battery life as well, mate.
Is it going down as well?
Yeah, bro.
I've had mine for what? Almost 2 years. My battery life has gone down to 80 already.
Hold it down. Tesla's going to drop a phone soon.
They've already dropped. They're dropping a beer.
A beer?
Who's dropping a phone?
A beer?
A beer.
Alcohol beverage.
Like the beverage.
Beverage.
Tesla.
The man is dropping beer. Oh my God, let me show you. People.
Man said he's dropping alcohol.
Yeah, Tesla beer. Let me even see what it's called.
Is this what these men on Mars are going to be drinking? Yeah.
I saw a Tesla the other day and I was like, it's not all that.
I saw one as well.
Oh no, that's surty. They are surty.
Maybe because it was dirty.
Dirty or not,
no. Dirty,
it
was really dirty.
Surty. You know, like these men, let me get into car talk because, ugh.
You people are in love for cars. That's how I know. When I buy my car, there needs to be a man present because I won't know what the fuck I'm doing.
There's going to be Tesla tequila.
Oh, that's a Tesla tequila.
Tesla beer.
This is for elites, I can really tell.
$250
exactly.
For
elites,
750 mils.
That's for elites.
For 750
mils. That's nothing.
It's nothing. Why are you spending that type of money on alcohol for?
No, as in there's not enough liquid for the breast.
Oh yeah.
Mate, give me banana leaves. I'll make you alcohol.
People are alcoholics.
That's natural. That's natural alcohol. You know,
it gets you fucked quicker. That's the
very
thing.
Quick.
Warangi.
But it's Warangi. Do you get what I mean? It's natural, coming from the plants.
You drink that? I took a sip of that one time.
I died.
Broke off my tongue.
My granddad was like, it's all right. Go ahead. How's that?
And Gona's have something as well. My boy's dad made us take a shot of it, and he said it will kill corona. It definitely killed satin, and I felt it go down.
We have what's it called? Cachaça? Something like that. It's like a pale white liquid.
It's white. It was clear.
I've actually never seen it myself.
I was like, Uncle, I've got to drive.
I don't think I've ever drank it, seen it, gone near it.
Don't.
I was like, Uncle, I don't want to drive. He was like, no, just a shot. A shot's fine. I was like, are you sure?
Call it the chief's water.
Chief's water. Oh, that's tribal. That's some tribal, that's the real deal.
Are you mad? That's the actually a sick name, you know.
It is.
The chief's water, you know. That's tribal. That's taking it back to the huts.
See, organic alcohol. You come here, sell it $250 for 750
mil. There's not enough liquid for the price. Where are we going with these prices?
You know what? Maybe it'll elites, come with man. Gold in it.
It's for the elites.
You can buy gold on Amazon, the edible leaf thing.
But it's not gold.
Okay, but it's gold. Probably the one they put in drinks as well, because you know these people want to cut costs.
These niggas want to cut costs.
Facts, they
do. They're all looking for, even these Black Friday deals. What's 30% off that I can't get on a regular day?
I was in Victoria's Secrets earlier, and
Umbercut.
They did this whole thing of 30% off. I'm there thinking, this
please
is
just
the same
give me
price.
The actual price.
No, it's literally the same price. And I was like, so if I buy two of these, it's still going to be, you know. And then she was just there looking at me. And I was like, okay, don't say anything. It's all right. I already knew. It's like, I already know.
They put the price up.
I'm voluntary.
They put the price up. It's like, you remember the green dress I had for my birthday? So that was what, £26. They put it down to 25 and then they cut it with the sale. I'm thinking, you people are funny. And then there's some items where the price went up and then they put the discount to make it seem like it's less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You got to go to like those expensive retailers for when it comes to like sales like this, like Harrods and that, because their sales are...
Please take me.
They what retails? Harrods.
Harrods.
Yeah. Their sales are ridiculous. Say like, especially if you work there as well,
you get discount even more.
Their discounts are a joke. Say if they're having like a 30% off,
yeah.
Workers as well will get like an extra 30% off. Then they'll have an extra 10% off of that as well. So they're getting these bougie ass items of clothing for basically second to none.
She's going to go apply.
Who works there?
The little time that you're talking, she's there imagining how many things can I get.
I just want to work in Zara. That's all I want to do.
See,
you want to come with attitudes.
Yeah. I already have it.
I'm the perfect Zara employee.
I'm the perfect one for you. You know what? Someone on Twitter said,
you know what? Zara employees are worse than JD employees.
I've never experienced a rude one. Maybe I'm not there enough.
Nah, Zara employees are there like when you're like, oh, where's the jeans? It's like, bitch, you're supposed to know where they are. Don't be coming in here asking me where the jeans are. I'm there like,
I don't even see them on the shop floor though.
My point exactly. Now they even have self-service. Oh, wow. They don't want to communicate. And you know what? The Zara in Stratford, everyone there is Portuguese. Like, everyone at the checkout thing. I'm just there like, no one's ever... They don't say hi to you. They just continue the conversation. All you hear is, ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes. So the party. So, yeah, we're going. And I'm there like...
Nice.
All you hear is, that's £55, please. They're like, oh, okay.
Hello. Someone on Twitter said, Black Friday is one big, for you, my friend, scam. You know, when you go to the phone shop and the guy's like, you know what?
For you, my friend.
Like, that's what it feels like.
It's £90, but for you, my friend, 70.
That was the original price. They just made a profit of £20.
Just making a flip, yeah.
And then you come in, I'll feel special. Bitch, you're special.
When you get a card, like you said,
I need the man to be present because I don't know what I'll be doing. Even the mechanics, please be going with me.
If you're going to the dealership, getting it off the showroom, they're going to finesse you. If they say, let me go back and speak to my manager, he's not speaking to the manager. He's going into the back. He's just chilling on his phone.
That's me. That was me.
And be like, okay, this is the price we can do for you. The reason why I know that is because when I was in Vauxhall, I was there for a test drive. I wasn't even there to cop a car.
Yeah.
And the brother was chatting to me like I was going to cop it. I was like, no. But the guy next to me, he was like, listen, I've done car sales before. Don't come to me and tell me you're going to go in the back and talk to your manager and come tell me a price. Yeah, because I know you're. That's not what you're doing. So talk to me nice. And the brother, the customer,
he was sweating.
With manners.
He was sweating. He was like, I was like, bro, you're trying to sell a car.
You have lost your, what did they get? That little interest.
Oh, commission. That's
commission, it. Yeah. You lost your commission with me.
You got violated.
Go to the back and waste my time. You're not going there to think about it.
Think about it now.
Because it was a dad and a daughter, so he came with his daughter.
See?
You will not finesse my child.
Are you mad?
Shout out to that dad there. He did his thing.
Because they will see a woman and think, can charge her.
I can violate.
£50 to put air in the thing.
Oh my God, I've seen those TikToks where we're like, oh babe, they charged me $200 to put premium air in my
premium
car.
Air? The guy was vexed.
Are you mad? Show me where these people. My guy came with his bat, you know. I was like,
what's premium air?
What the fuck is premium air? You can get it for 50p. He was so pissed.
Yeah, I was
mad.
We don't do that shit.
You need. You see, this is why men and women need each other.
No, we do.
I'm not learning shit about cars, okay?
Yeah.
So you can do it.
That's why even this whole electrical thing.
All I want to do is drive. Maybe come and see if the oil is there, the auto is there. All I want to know is to
drive. The engine working fine, yeah? I don't even want to do this whole clutch situation.
This is how you know she hasn't got in the car. She said clutch. Look, she said clutch.
They'll finesse me nice somewhere Whatever the fuck it is.
They're gonna run you for your peas, man. Oh my goodness. Manda, make sure you're there for your girl when she needs our car service, man.
What's it called?
Boy.
What's it called?
What are you trying to do? With a gearbox?
She said clutch, bruv.
Oh, yeah, and you're moving a gear.
Yeah.
Mad. She said she called mad. The gear clutch.
Mad.
The clutch controls the gear. You're not far.
I'm not far, but I'm not
there. You're
not there.
No,
this life is not easy. You always need connects and everything to actually move forward.
Yeah, actually,
you know what I found out a couple months ago? 80% of the jobs are not actually 80% of jobs on the market are not being advertised. People get it through
knowing people.
Yeah,
word of mouth. That's a fact. If you don't ask, you don't know.
Them events sit down and talk. Oh, I'm looking for this and applying for that. Da, 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 da. I have a friend here.
That's how they keep it in house, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. You see, like, when you go on, like, them websites and you're applying for jobs and they say, oh, do you know anyone that works? I say, yeah. I say Kate Summers.
Oh, so you're capping now?
I am capping.
Okay, this is for podcast purposes only.
Allegedly.
I need money.
Allegedly, she's capping. Allegedly.
Allegedly,
she likes.
Podcast purposes only.
For podcast entertainment only.
Yeah.
None of the words we've spoke today are real.
Nah.
It's not real, guys.
Especially from the beginning.
It was all a lie, in the words of Cardi B.
It was all a lie. No, that was Cardi B.
Cardi Red. You see?
Imagine Cardi B saying it was like, she'll be like, I probably said it, bruv.
I don't remember.
She doesn't care that one.
Oh my God.
Danny Lee showed her baby's face.
I saw.
And was it on purpose though?
No, it was on purpose.
That's what I said.
I mean, the idiot showed it, so she might as well come out.
Oh, the baby looks like the baby.
Sticky.
I used to find him attractive. I used to find him attractive. Maybe it was the voice.
Really? I've never actually heard him speak.
Oh, God.
What do you make of that whole situation there?
It's a fuckery. Honestly, I think it's quite embarrassing.
Just be careful who you have kids with.
You can be careful, they will change on you. Have you not heard a lot of men, okay, let me not generalize it. Some men end up being jealous of the fact that the mother is spending so much time with the child. That so much so that they distance themselves.
We have decided to have this child. In their case, I don't know if they decided to have the child.
Well, apparently he was not in it.
Yeah, willingly.
Yeah, and she had to call, Maga said, call contraception. She had to, get contraception.
And he got pissed.
But my whole thing is, yeah, if you're putting yourself in a situation where you know you can conceive a child, you need to be able to know, like, the person that I'm putting my myself in a situation with will have me, will have my back, like, all the way. Do you get what I mean?
Real life situations and celebrity life is completely different.
Sorry. Right, I have a scenario for you guys. How do I say this? God. I have two, actually. So let's say, for example, you and your partner, you know, you've been trying to conceive a child and it's not been successful for, let's say, about a year or so.
Oh, no, I know where you're going.
Now, your partner gets into an accident. They take her to a hospital, him or her to a hospital, whatever. Turns out, because of the damage, she's brain dead.
Okay.
What was the story? I'm even trying to remember. So it turns out that she's brain dead. And because you guys were trying to conceive a baby, the partner decides to ask the doctors, how about, can we still retrieve her eggs because we were trying to make a baby?
Mm-hmm.
So can we still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the doctors agreed to go forward with it, but
before they do that... Because he's the next of kin.
That is her husband. He has a lot of say in what happens to the wife or whatever the case, vice versa. This isn't in America, by the way. So
it's in America.
In America.
Okay.
It's a show I watched. The shit that happens there is just crazy. So the doctors are doing a scan on the pelvis and stuff, and they see that she has a, is it UTI?
Not an infection.
She has the coil. Sorry. She has the coil. They haven't been able to have a kid this whole time. Obviously, she didn't tell him. And now, because she's brain dead, she can't speak, can't communicate with him. She's very confused.
She didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
She didn't want to eat with him.
What do you do?
You shouldn't have gone into that car accident.
No, what? Yeah, I mean, you can't predict these things.
I know. So don't lie. Like this, I hate. You know what? It goes for men and women. If you don't want to have a child, you know what? People make relationships so overly complicated. God. It pisses me off.
It makes us single people think, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Exactly. Like you're doing.
We're not hating on you, by the way. We just see it from the outside. You're doing too much,
babe. I'm not ready for kids.
You know what
is wrong
with
that?
They're gonna be like, you don't want to be us.
In your situation, not like that. I want my own situation.
He gives me headache, but I love him. No, fuck that bullshit, bruv. Be honest.
Nah,
I'm fully married. They're married, huh?
Married.
This is not even a boyfriend.
Paper signed, everything.
This is not a boyfriend.
Husband and wife, rings.
This is not a boyfriend, because now he can take that, he has a say to take that fucking coil out, take those eggs out, fertilize those eggs, boom, and that's, you have kids.
I'm sure there's
pretty much
a law behind that, though. She's got a coil,
The doctors did try to go against him because he was like, this is her body, that's her way of saying that she doesn't want to have a child. We can't violate that, but it's her husband, he has a say in it.
See, I got a Netflix show that's perfect for what you just said. I don't know if you lot watched it, Made.
I've seen the advert,
episode one.
It comes under. It's basically about emotional abuse, in it, which is in court. You can't really.
You can't prove it.
Yeah, you can't really prove emotional abuse. And what you're basically saying there is, it's basically.
But
it comes under that sort of. But I don't. Who's basically
my whole thing
abused
is. Yeah, I'm not even. I'm not trying to be rude, but be honest. Like, let me not lie. One reason why I say in relationships I'm a fuck up is because once I do something bad, I need to get it off my chest. Like, I have to come clean. And it's up to the person to say, you know what? Okay, cool. You did this and let's sort it out, or fuck off.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I am not going. If this man wants a child,
How
can I stand in his way? What if we got married on the basis of him thinking we're going to have a family?
And I'm out here saying we're trying, and we're actually not even trying at all.
We're not doing anything at all. Because the core is it's
there. It's a bittersweet one.
I think
because now that I'm so sorry, first of all, I'll be angry that you lied. Second of all, it's like, how long have we been married as well? Because I'll look at all of that.
It didn't say how long they've been married.
And in that emotional state, because I'm not going to lie, as humans, he'll probably go and sleep with someone.
She's brain dead anyway. She ain't coming back.
Oh my God. Listen. Okay. No, there's that as well. But what if he goes and sleeps with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, like, say, you know? Let's say miracles happen. Yeah, she wakes up and he has a whole 1-year-old by the time she's woken up. You didn't want to have kids. I respected your body. I left your coil where your coil is.
The doctor's prognosis was you wasn't coming back. Like, I
didn't know what to do.
From this point forward, I'm living my life as though, unfortunately, you're a thing of the past.
That tends to be the case as well a lot of the time when people go into comas for years on years on years.
Yeah, but like, it's mad because now I can't shout at you.
I said I can't shout at you.
You can't slap you. You just came out of a fucking coma.
No, but like, let's be honest. Like, let's be honest.
You need to. You've moved on. You've had a child.
I'm talking about like in the present. Like once you found out, like this is the reason why we can't have kids.
Oh, okay.
It's like I vowed until whatever I vowed. Like obviously my vows are gonna be different. I'm not doing that whole shit.
Death do sport.
But I vowed to be a certain person in your life. I vowed to be your partner in crime. Well, not in crime,
didn't
but
even
like
honor that. So
yeah, you did not honor
how
that.
How can I honor if you didn't do it from the beginning? It's crazy.
Out of my mouth, you've taken it.
I have enough scenario as well. So let's say, what was it? What was your opinion on it? Sorry, I didn't even ask.
What on
the whole situation with your partner? And
she's got a coil, and I find out she's brain dead. She's basically dead, and I'm not taking her eggs because at the point you made a decision that you didn't want to have no use. You didn't want to tell me, so. Now that I know what you was up to and you decided not to tell me, I'm just going to go about my business and move on to the next.
And you know what? In situations like that, yeah, there's, like in African cultures, there's this bullshit that, okay, please forgive me, but I see it as bullshit where they say, oh, a woman doesn't always need to tell her husband everything. If I'm marrying this man, I'm telling him everything. Like, when I say everything, I am leaving my parents' home to go and live with this man.
That's what I be saying. I might even have to scrap this, the second scenario, because you see this whole thing of living with a boyfriend. Listen, this is my primary care. This how I see it is you're my first point of contact.
Exactly.
When something goes wrong.
Yeah.
You are my primary carer and vice versa. You can't. A boyfriend title is not enough responsibility is about to happen between the two of us. If I'm going to marry you, there needs to be a extreme high level of trust.
You know what's mad though? When it comes to situations of like getting pregnant, a lot of men, like I hear a lot of men saying, oh, I have to mentally prepare myself. But the woman's already pregnant. And it's like she hasn't had time to mentally prepare herself because this kind of
in this situation
growing like every together. Day by day by
every day week, by day every day that goes by
this person is basically growing in the girl's stomach, and it's like the man is the one that disappears, and it's like it's a question. It's like, but why is the man disappearing when you're actually not even carrying the child?
It's a vicious cycle, though. That's where I can only speak from a man's perspective. No, like, I hear what you, like, the ladies are saying on that. But if a guy hasn't healed from his childhood trauma of being in a single parent household, which most of us men do, then the whole thought of him having a whole ute is going to scare him naturally.
Okay, single
but
parent
at the same
household.
Time, men do come back in and be like, okay, I can't continue
that
cycle.
I feel like it's people of our generation that come back and say that when it comes to like older generations, they come back at the wrong time.
They like, come back I have years a friend, later, and it's a whole thing of listen, I'm here, I'm your dad. If you're gonna keep touching back on this, I wasn't there for you, then I'm
bro, I have a friend, the last time this person saw their dad was when they were two. They're now a 26-year-old person. This man has come back into their life because he can't have kids.
this was the only child he's ever had in his life. And he's doing this whole thing of latching on, like, oh, we need to spend time. But you have not addressed the issue of you leaving me. It's not even like my mum has stood in
the past.
Yeah, it's not a thing of like my mum has stood in the way. And you know what's so crazy? Yeah, what's mad and what like hurt me the most is the fact that he tried so much not to be like his dad. He ended up being his dad. It's like you're fighting against it. You're like, no, like my child's going to grow up in a two-parent household, blah, blah, blah. And the minute he deep like, oh, no, I'm exactly like this man, it became a thing of like he was so angry within himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where you're studying psychology. So that's trying to break that cycle. You're trying to break it so much that you're fixated on not being that man that you're forgetting
about. You're not being present in the moment.
Yeah.
That you're not focusing on who you are yourself. He doesn't define you. Yes, he birthed you. But if you're fixating on his mistakes,
you end up making them without you realizing.
Yeah, but it's the thing of
correct his wrongs.
It's the thing of, yeah, he's come back now, but he's not coming back on the flex of, I'm not gonna lie, guys. Yeah, as much as I say, oh, I'm not ready for kids, and if I have a child, like, I'll probably, you know, take the child to their dad's house, and then the child can come back to my house. If I've decided to be an absent parent, and it's a decision that I've decided to make. If I'm deciding to come back to my child's life, I have to come back on all fours. It's not a thing of I'm the parent, you're the child.
It's on their terms. Because you're the one that left my life, not the other way around.
Exactly. But the way this man came back into this guy's life, it was a thing of, I'm your dad, respect me. And you know, as Africans, we are brought up in a way of, if an elder person has spoken, they have spoken.
And that's so embedded deep in you, it's so hard to actually speak up for yourself sometimes.
But then, obviously, being like first...
First year generation is...
First year generation is different.
I'm like, forget all that.
It's a different story. I'll batter you.
Mate, my eyes will speak for me before I say anything. What are you talking about?
I'm out here thinking like, bruh, we ate bread and... I was about to say bread and toast. We ate bread and butter. Sometimes bread and ketchup. Just to make sure that the light is on. And you're out here coming to me, telling me that you're my dad and I have to bring you back into my life.
The amount of emotions and suffering and trauma you're bringing to the surface just without by standing in front of me. Just by standing in front of me, everything comes up to the surface. And all you want to do is, well, it's in the past, it's done now, we have to move on. No, you moved on because you wasn't the one dealing with it. I, on the other hand, I still have to live with it every day of my life, so much so that I've now become the one thing I hate the most.
You.
How do I deal with that?
See, that's why you just got to approach that delicately. It's sticky though, isn't it?
It's so hard. Sticky. It's hard. Yeah, you can't
It's a very fragile situation.
Because you're seeing things from your side, but then you don't know what struggles he's had as well.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to care. You're not going to care.
As the knock, one carrying knock. The child, is not. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Call it selfish, call it self-centered. It's very fucking hard to, because guess what? I might have not wanted this child either. I'm not mentally prepared. I'm barely physically and financially prepared.
What about man them that? Okay, roles are reversed now. It's man them that are taking care of the youth because the mom's not like present. Then what?
I don't know. There's not much out there about women being absent.
It's quite a few.
No, actually, the person that I'm speaking about, the girl is absent. Like, she comes when she wants.
Okay.
And that scenario is a bit mad because she's young. Like, this is why I say, like, sometimes, like, when you're getting into relationship, because you want to get into relationship with a girl that's pure virgin, you come and now, you know, decide to do madness, but then it can backfire because this person hasn't even lived their life yet. Because
now she hasn't started exploring.
Exactly. She has not tasted. So now he's out here being full-time father while this girl's doing
full-time enjoyment.
She's out in the club enjoying her life.
So what's worse? Yeah, are you that has mommy issues or are you that has daddy issues?
For a girl, it's a youth that has daddy issues.
What?
Because I can tell you this, yeah. My mom was brought up with her father, yeah. And I don't see, like, I don't know, like, the way she's content in herself when it comes to men, it's like, I don't need your approval to do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mindset that he put in her. I'm there, like, I can't relate because, like, my dad's in my life, yeah, but we're not very...
You don't have that relationship.
We're not in the same country, number one.
Mm.
And number two, it's like, we're not very on the surface of, oh, we can talk deep. I see the way my mum and my granddad will sit down and have a whole conversation about the weather, bruv. They will speak about anything. And obviously, like, my dad's a cool man, but we can't go there.
You don't relate.
We don't relate.
That's what it is.
At all.
See, I'd advise so you when it comes to that work, because
yeah, but
like you, I was literally just the same. Like, my dad was in Uganda and I was here, but he was an alcoholic and all of that. He ended up getting killed like 2 years ago because he was drinking out somewhere. He must have been bragging about he has a son in England, this, that, and the third. They loved doing all of that stuff there. So that's, he was poison. Wrong. But seemed like you're saying, I didn't really have a relationship with him. And come now, he's died and all of that. Obviously, part of me is missing, but I didn't really know him like that. For me, to be busting tears and all of that.
But you feel it. You feel it.
I guess it was there. It came like maybe like a month after. That's when I was like, tears just started busting out of my face. I was like, yo, why am I crying? And it was like, yeah, it's just fine. You just process one. So naturally,
now you a
piece of you. Yeah, it was just tears though. I was like, yeah, now okay, I'm done. That's it. Let's keep it stepping now. So I'd advise you just to get some sort of, like, you know, local connection there and there, because once they're gone, innit?
Like, there's times when, you know, we have conversations and I feel like the conversations happen on the basis of, oh, like, you know, she's, like, absent a little sign, you know. Be like, oh, you know, happy birthday, here you go. Or, you know, oh, I need this. And then I'll get the little paragraph. I'm so proud of you. I love you. Yeah, and all of that.
Man. That's good.
To me, it's good, but it's like...
You want
I
more.
Feel like... No, it's not even like I want... I feel like it's coming out of a place of...
I have to
because
do
I'm
now.
Giving. Oh. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
Like, my mom will randomly come out of nowhere and just be like, I'm proud of the woman that you're becoming. Like, it's a thing of, like, the conversation has no strings attached. Do you get what I mean? But it's fair like, enough. To me, it's like, oh, like, are you... And I would obviously, like, say thanks, because...
Have you spoken to him about this?
In what way?
See, you can't try and build a situation unless
you can't try and build a relation. Listen, the thing is, it's not even like, you know, I'm the only child, or, you know, my father has.
Yeah, it's an African thing, man. You got bare youths. Bag of youths.
I have another sister called Maria.
In bag different villages, innit? Yeah.
I have another sister called Maria. So to me, it's like, I feel like my mom's side of the family covered a lot. Like my granddad, like even growing up, I called my granddad dad. People just be like, what the fuck? Why is she calling her granddad dad? But this man taught me bare things. Like, it's like, okay, cool. My father, like, wasn't there, but I didn't lack a father figure. I had grandfather. I had 5 fucking uncles in the house. I had 7 basically cousin brothers. So to me, it's like, I never lacked.
There's always a representation.
Yeah, of a man. Yeah.
See, that's what
I would love it. Like, at this age, I would actually love it if it was him, though. At that age, it was like, yeah, all right, I'm just going up with these people because, you know, they're my family.
You didn't know, quote unquote, better.
Exactly. In a week, I would see my dad on a Saturday, or even if he was free. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? And it's like, to me, it's like, now that I've grown up, I'm putting myself in a mindset where when it comes to having kids with someone, I'm so sorry, whether we're together or not, that's why I will put my child on you, because this is, I don't know how to emphasize it, like,
it's very,
like,
very
the way obviously my mom had a lot of help, so she did not care about, you know, getting money from my dad. She did not care about
like putting it in his face, like you're not here for her. She didn't do all of that. It was a thing of you know, you'll see him next time, or you know, when you go back you'll see him, when you go back you'll spend a weekend, or when you do this you go and see, you know, you go and see him and check on him and see how he's doing. But to me it was like, I really would have rather it's like just the energy that you're putting, you know. It's like I say it to a lot of like my like male friends, like my male black friends, the minute you decide to have a child, or the minute you're out here, like, you know, just busting in every single person that you have sex with, just know that the end result is a human. And that human, or as much as they grow in the woman's body, they are carrying your last name. That's your legacy. That's what I feel like, that's what a lot of people, like, obviously, being from broken homes, we don't deep that. This person at the end of the day is going to be carrying my legacy. And there's not, obviously, there's
that's pressure, man. Not your legacy. They're carrying on their own thing. They're still their own child at the end of the day. But I get what you're saying. They're carrying on your last name. So they got
exactly
that part. Yeah.
So to me, it's a thing of like, bruh, like these men that come, now we've had sex, we have enjoyed after a glass of wine, we've blood done our thing.
You girls on wine,
wine is nice.
Have you seen a man get nice. Drunk on wine?
They love it.
A man getting drunk on wine will make you laugh.
Love it. And they just don't want to.
It's always the shy ones as well.
Is it proper wine? Are we talking Maggie though? Because that's
no,
Maggie's
no. I'm
different.
Talking about proper wine. Yeah,
that stuff's nasty, man.
Put some nice coke in it.
That stuff. Coke and wine. What's the point of that?
Makes it fizzy a bit.
That's weird.
This baby mixes the. She makes the craziest cocktails, that's weird.
You're supposed to have that shit neat.
No rocks, yeah.
You can put ice in there if you want.
Who puts ice in wine?
In white wine, yeah. That shit goes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm not a white wine drinker.
Oh, I love
wine.
I'm not a wine drinker in general.
I'm a rose girl.
Rosé love.
Please.
You don't need to stop drinking Prosecco though, because you don't get weird.
I don't get weird on Prosecco.
That shit makes you not go crazy.
I don't like Prosecco. That's champagne, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had Prosecco the first time on the plane.
The headache that drink
when those
brings.
People bought it for me.
It's not nice.
For my birthday. They bought me Prosecco on the plane.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever had Prosecco and I did not like it.
It's very dry and bitter.
I don't know how it sounds like a sweet name though. Prosecco.
Bougie drink, innit? Yeah. Suburbs thing.
Do you?
They love having that
out in the woods.
Juice. Yeah, sticks.
On that note, beautiful people.
Thank you for a nice journey.
Yeah, it has so many topics in
an hour. We had plenty to cover.
Yeah.
But be safe, my people. Bye.
Good night.